الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا جاء رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب جهنم وصفدت الشياطين. My most respected brothers and elders, it is indeed a very auspicious, sacred and blessed month, as reported by Salman radiallahu ta'ala, where he says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Ramadan is shahrun azeemun mubarak. Azeem means great, supreme, mubarak, full of barakat, blessings. And therefore, Hazrat Abu Mas'ud al-Badri radiallahu ta'ala reports, he says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to mention, لو يعلم العباد ما في رمضان لتمنت أمتي أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. If only my ummah truly understands what Allah has kept in this auspicious month of Ramadan, the barakat, the blessings, the virtue, the forgiveness, the mercy, then my ummah will desire that the entire year be month of Ramadan. Let us pause for a moment and do a quick introspection of ourselves. How have we accepted this guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How have we accepted this great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have we accepted this Ramadan as a burden to us? Or are we cheerful and we are happy? And we are so pleased that we have got such a great ni'mat with us, in which we should gain maximum. It is mentioned the Salaf al-Salihin, 6 months prior to Ramadan, they would prepare for Ramadan. They would engage themselves in ibadat, in dua, O Allah, grant us the month of Ramadan. 6 months prior to Ramadan. And after the termination of Ramadan, in which they would excel, they would be engrossed in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, when he mentions the inner dimensions of fasting, he has categorized fasting into 3 categories. One is the ordinary roza that we keep. A person abstains from food and drink and other pleasures. Just the abstention from those things. He says there is a second level. And that is when a person abstains totally from sin. In other words, his eyes do not see the haram. His hands do not touch haram. His legs do not go towards haram. His limbs are free from indulging in haram and sin and vice. This is the second level. And then he says he is another third level. And this is when a person fasts even not only with his physical body and his limbs, but with his heart. He doesn't entertain any evil thoughts. His mind is preoccupied in the remembrance of his lover. He has true genuine muhabbat for Allah. Why? Because he is not wasting his time in idle chit-chat, in gossip, in ghibat, in looking down upon his fellow Muslim brothers. He has no time for those things. Every second, every minute, every hour of Ramadan is valued, it is treasured. The barakat is pouring down. If somebody tells us now in a certain company, there are shares available, people will go and buy those shares. That person who buys more shares, he will gain more profit. That person who buys one or two shares, obviously his profit will be less. Ramadan has started, it has commenced. We are already on the second day. The days of Ramadan, as we have all experienced in the past, they move very swiftly. And before we know it, it is already the day of Eid and Ramadan is over. And then we begin to lament and cry and grieve over the time lost. I always think of the riwayat where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned something to the effect that the only thing, something for us to take a lesson, the only thing that a jannati will regret in the akhirat, we know the bounties of a person, an inmate of paradise, what bounties he will enjoy, and what pleasure of Allah he will enjoy, but one regret he will have, that moment in the dunya he wasted, in which he could have said one more subhanallah, and one more tree planted for him in Jannah. Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajmain would say, let not the day of fasting be equal to the day when one is not fasting. What does this mean? That when a person is fasting, then he is obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His behavior is different from the days when he is not fasting. His attitude is different from when he is not fasting. His akhlaq changes because he is now going through a very rigid spiritual training program. Mashayikh ulama have stated, inna siyama wa shahrahu dawratun tadribiyatun amaliyah ala tarakki fi makarim al-akhlaq. What is Ramadan? What is all this fasting and Quran, tilawat and dhikr and dua and being generous? In essence, what is all this taqwa that we are talking about? This entire Ramadan is a training program. A physical program in which we all are participating in. In developing our akhlaq, our character. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, it is shahru sabr. It is a month of patience. Sabr, we are abstaining from food, drink, or other pleasures. The enjoyment that we normally enjoy, the merriment that we normally engage in. A person is fasting, he abstains totally from all these things which are generally mubah for us. Food and drink is halal for us during the day in any other time, but in the month of Ramadan, he abstains from it. So he makes sabr. He exercises his pain on himself. Then somebody might tell him some immoral things. He might be abused verbally. فَإِن سَابَّهُ أَحَدٌ in one riwayat, narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, which is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. If whilst a person is fasting, if somebody swears at him or wants to quarrel or provokes him, argues with him, فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمُ Then he must say, I am fasting. إِنِّي صَائِمُ I am fasting. So he reminds the other person that you also are fasting, obviously if he's a Muslim. So you too should abstain from this. Because Allah does not want us to quarrel. We are now busy polishing our akhlaq. We are uplifting our spiritual, our akhlaq, our character. We are shining this character. Every one of us has good character. But the month of Ramadan is an excuse. As I mentioned, it is a training program for every single person. Let us take this false notion off our minds that the month of Ramadan is a month of the Ahlullah, of the Salihin, and they will make tilawat and they will make dua. No! It is a month when Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Aren't we believers? Oh, believers, those who have iman. Allah has not addressed the awliya or the ulama or the sulaha. Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Oh, believers, fasting has been prescribed for you. Somebody might say, Roza, from dawn to dusk. It might be difficult. Allah consoles us. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. This fasting was prescribed to ummats before you also. But ulama mentioned that fasting for the entire month in Ramadan, this is a speciality of the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other ummat got fasting of Ramadan. Yes, ummats of the past, there were a few days they would keep roza and fast. But an entire month, and the month of Ramadan, selected, was only for the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tashreefan li nabiyhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honoring the nabi of this ummat. Imagine, one nafil, a person observes, one nafil good act a person does in the month of Ramadan, his thawab is multiplied. He gets a thawab of performing one fard in any other month. And one fard a person does in the month of Ramadan, then his thawab is multiplied by 70 times more. 70 times more thawab you'll get, like how you perform the fard in any other month. So the fard in this month is times 70. Shahrul Muwasat. It is a month in which we show compassion. We show love and care to our fellow men, to our Muslim brothers and sisters. This is a month when a person should be more generous. It is mentioned in the hadith by Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she says, my beloved father would make door with Jibreel alayhi salatu salam of the Quran and Majid every year, once. Imagine Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam coming down and he's making door of the Quran, revising the Quran with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every year once. But the year when he passed on, when he left this world, my beloved father made door with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam twice. Then she says that my beloved father was most generous in this month. More generous than any other month. In the month of Ramadan, he would spend on the weak, the poor, the orphan, the widows. Karrihil mursala. Like a wind that has been sent forth, bring down mercy and rain. Like that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very swift and very quick in spending on the poor. La khalufu fami as-sa'im atyabu 'inda Allahi min rihil misk. The odor that emanates from the fasting person's mouth, we might get a smell, but in the eyes of Allah, atyab, it is more dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is more fragrant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the smell of musk, the fragrance of musk. تَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُمُ الْحِيطَانِ. The fish in the sea, billions of fish, different kinds and colors of fish. They actually make dua maghfirat for the person who's fasting. Look at the blessings of Allah. Look at the mercy of Allah. And therefore Rasulullah said, أَوَّلُهُ rahmah. First 10 days is the rahmat of Allah. Pouring down. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was bathing in the river once. When suddenly Allah sends down from the sky locusts made of pure gold. Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam began to gather these golden locusts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses him, Ayyub, have I not sufficed you from this?
Haven't I given you plentiful in this world?
You know, after the test when he had passed, Allah gave him so much of dunya and so much of health and happiness. He did not require this extra golden locus in his life. Oh Ayub, why are you doing this? Have I not sufficed you from this? What was the reward, the jawab, the response, the answer of Ayub alayhi salatu wasalam? Let us put the same answer to ourselves in this month of Ramadan. He says, oh my Allah, la ghina an barakatik. There is no independence from your barakat, your blessings. This is your barakat that is coming down. I am muhtaj, I am in need, I am poor. I require every single barakat of yours. Therefore, this month of Ramadan, perhaps because of our weak heart, weak eyes, we cannot see the barakat coming down. But Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned very clearly that Allah's barakat, Allah's rahmat come down. وَأَوْسَتُهُ مَغْفِرَةً. In the second 10 days is maghfirat from Allah, where Allah forgives His bandas. And the last 10 days, اِتْقُمْ مِنَ النَّارِ, where Allah emancipates souls from the fire of Jahannam. From the beginning till the end, there's only forgiveness, mercy, emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Therefore, I mentioned this is a spiritual training program, Ramadan, in which every second counts. Every single moment counts. Either we should be engaged in tilawat of the Quran, or dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in dua, especially before Maghrib Salats. At the time of iftar, all our other activities should stop. Each one engage in dua. I cannot explain to you the amount of ahadith and the emphasis placed on the dua of a fasting person being answered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. A fasting person has two occasions of joy and happiness. One is when he is at the time of iftar, opening his roza. Ulama explain, because that is the time when du'as are answered. Shurrah explained, why should he be so joyous? Perhaps you and I will be joyous because we see the samosa and bhajja in front of us. So are we counting every second waiting for the muadhin to say bismillah so we can open our fast? And of course, the moment time sets in time for iftar, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi said, we should hasten and make our iftar. We should not delay our iftar. Because that person who makes iftar immediately when the time comes in, sets in, then he is the most beloved to Allah. Subhanallah. Allah has given us sihri. Sihri is barakat for us. Iftar also Allah says, you become my most beloved servant. Allah does not want us to prolong our fasting like how the Yahud would do. They would delay opening the fast. Allah says, do not be like the Yahud. In sihri there is barakat. The angels make dua in maghfirat for the person who is making sihri also. So Ayub alayhi salatu wasalam said, there is no independence from your barakat, O Allah. Shahru sabr, shahru muwasat. It is that month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuzayyinu, Allah decorates, Allah adorns the jannat, the paradise of the fasting person every single day. Allah has created the jannat, so beautiful. But each day when a person is keeping roza, Allah adorns this jannat for us. Then it is the month of Ramadan, and this is a special favor. These are among the special favors that this ummah has been given, where the shayateen are chained. إِذَا جَاءَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. When Ramadan comes in, when it dawns, then the doors of Jannat are wide open, indicating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah's forgiveness is ready for us. Therefore, at the time of Sihri, my respected brothers and elders, perhaps throughout the year, we are so weak. We are unable to perform tahajjud salats. We wake up just before Fajr salats. And Allah forgive those of us who even miss the Fajr salat.
ecstasy is the month in which you and I, perhaps we cannot bring every good quality in our lives. Take two or three qualities only. Take two or three spiritual maladies we are suffering from. Perhaps I quite often make ghibat of people. Every chance I get, I'm indulging in backbiting and ghibat. So this month, let me sit one side and make up my mind. And let me make a special effort, not just an effort, a special effort, a concerted effort. I must endeavor that I will not make ghibat. The moment somebody makes ghibat, whoever he may be, I will move away from there. Brother, I am fasting. I am not going to make ghibat. For 30 days, if one does that, inshallah, after the month of Ramadan, he will find it so easy not to make ghibat or not to listen to anybody's ghibat. Remember the incident of those two women who were fasting and were complaining of spasms of hunger, almost dying. Sahaba come to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, these two women are almost dying. They are fasting, what should they do? Break their roza. Do something for them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these two women had made ghibat of somebody else. They abstained from food but not the flesh of the Muslim brother or sister. He asked them to vomit into two bowls and they vomited chunks of meat, pieces of meat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is because you had made ghibat. We speak lies. Month of Ramadan, let us now control our tongue. Amlik alayka lisanak. Control our tongue. And make up our mind that I am never going to lie. I am never going to cheat. I am never going to get involved in fraud and deceive my customers. And cheat and lie to the people. I've got pride in me. I've got vanity in me. I like to think, do things for show. People may feel that I'm a very pious person. Then this is the month of Ramadan. Understand that we have to leave this world. Each one of us. And we have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And account for our sins. Account for our actions. Let it not be on the day of Qiyamah we come when it is too late. That is why a poet has mentioned, إِذَا لَمْ تَزْرَعَ إِذَا لَمْ تَزْرَعَ فَأَبْصَرْتَ حَاصِدًا نَدِمْتَ عَلَى التَّفْرِيطِ فِي زَمَنِ الْبِذْرِ. When you did not sow that seed, when it was time for planting that seed and sowing that seed, and when everybody else's crops began to grow and they began to harvest the crops and cultivate the crops, then you began to regret. Then you regret over the time that you wasted. Month of Ramadan came, it went. بَعُدَ مَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ. Curse be to that person. Imagine the blessings have been shown to us. Roza is a junnah. It is a shield from fire of Jahannam. You are forgiven. The last night every fasting person is forgiven. Allah emancipates souls from the fire of Jahannam. Our maghfirat is made. But imagine the month of Ramadan comes. And it goes by and a person is not forgiven. He is cursed by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ka'b bin Ujra radiallahu anhu hadith, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the minbar, he said Ameen three times. He said Ameen to the baddu'a, to the curse of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. That Ramadan comes and he does not seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers and sisters, the time of tahajjud, اغتنم ركعتين في ظلمة الليل. Two rakats of salat. Two, four, six rakats, whatever. إذا كنت فارغا مستريحا. We finish our sehri. We've got some time. Just two rakats salat. With sincerity, ikhlas, crying to Allah, shedding those tears. That is tahajjud salat. Every single night we are awake now for the time of sehri. وَإِذَا مَا هَمَمْتَ فِي خَوْضِ الْبَاطِلِ فَجْعَلْ مَكَانَهُ تَسْبِيحًا. The poet says, and then when you are incited to indulge yourself in lying, in cheating, in deceiving, in speaking futile and nonsensical talks, then in place of that nonsensical talks, use your tongue in making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Salaf al-Salihin would spend the entire month of Ramadan, especially in the tilawat of the Quran. Khatams upon khatams. Daily. records of many people. Daily one Quran. For us it is very difficult. At least one para a day. One para or more. 5 times salat. Each salat, 10 minutes extra. 10 minutes before the namaz. 10 minutes after. You read much more than one para a day. On the day of Qiyamah, Roza and Quran both will come. And they will plead before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Roza will say, fasting will say, O Allah, mana'tuhu as-sawma, mana'tuhu at-ta'ama wa-sharab. I prevented him from eating and drinking. Fashafi'ni fi, O Allah, accept my intercession on his behalf. Quran will come. O Allah, I stopped him from sleeping at night. He was engaged in Taraweeh Salah. O Allah, accept my intercession on his behalf. Taraweeh should not be a boredom. It should not be a burden that when is this person going to finish? It should be something like how the Sahaba would feel if they engaged and engrossed in Salat to such a level that they were unaware and oblivious of the surroundings, whatever was happening around them. They were engrossed totally in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not understand the meaning. Make an effort to understand the meaning of the Quran. But for the meantime, in things that we are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is la'allakum tattaqoon. That doing those things Allah has commanded us, staying away from evil, spiritually cleansing ourselves, getting the true and polishing our akhlaq, making taraqqi in our akhlaq, getting this true sabr, being kind and compassion, not harming any person, not fighting with people, not going home and shouting at our wives. They too have fasted. And if we feed a fasting person, then we get the sawab of that fasting person also. The hadith says, that it will be a maghfirat for a person. It will be a salvation for him from the fire of Jahannam. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, all of us do not find something to feed a fasting person, to give him something to open his roza. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, even if it means just one date, or a sip of water, or a sip of milk, that will suffice you. Then he says, Man saqa sa'iman, whosoever quenches the thirst of a fasting person, gives him some water to drink. سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَوْذِي Allah will give him from my holy Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. حَتَّى يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةِ Until he enters Jannah. And in Jannah, there's a special door called Rayyan. Only those who fasted, they will be given that exclusive entry into that particular door. Nobody else will be granted that opportunity of entering through Rayyan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this month of Ramadan. Forgive us completely. Forgive our shortcomings. We are weak. But let us together try and encourage one another. Let us not look down upon any person and not have that holier than thou attitude. Let us have ikhlas. Offer our roza. Cry. Oh Allah, you accept this roza. After our tilawat. Oh Allah, you accept this tilawat. After our ibadat. Accept our ibadat. It is still the beginning of Ramadan. Remember, after Ramadan, this momentum must continue, and that is istiqamat. May Allah give all of us istiqamat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.